Hello.
Hello, is Margarita Apodaca there?
This is she.
Margarita, this is Will from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. You may stop participating at any time. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you very much. First question, I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I definitely will vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, that you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden. I'd never vote for Trump.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
Hey, they mark me as white, but I'm not white. I'm more Latina and Native American.
Okay. Thank you very much. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking? How old are you?
I'm very close to 74.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm somewhat liberal.
Somewhat.
And probably more liberal than most.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
At the moment?
Yeah.
At the moment, I don't believe that the president has any more that he can do to straighten everything that's not out of control right now.
Okay. So you say you are satisfied.
I'm satisfied to a certain point.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Improving K through 12 education, 0 to 10.
But what am I for?
Yeah. Are you for it or against it? 0 to 10.
Oh, I am. I'm for it. 10, yes. Better education.
Okay. What about lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs? Is that important to you?
Very important. A 10.
A 10. What about making college more affordable?
Absolutely. I think it's outrageous what they're charging nowadays.
Okay.
So
a
10.
A 10. Okay, thank you. What about banning tobacco products for adults?
I guess that I would leave that up to the adults, but I don't like smoking, no.
Okay, so what number you want to get?
I don't know whether that's, I'd say maybe a 7 or an 8.
7 or 8, okay. What about...
Hey, but I would like to ban smoking altogether.
Okay, thank you. What about protecting voting rights and democracy?
Definitely a 10. That is probably one of the first, my first concerns is the voting, democracy.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
At the moment, I think he's doing everything that's in his hands to do.
Okay.
So yes, I'm good. I'm good with him, a 10.
Okay, so you'll say you strongly approve, somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
strongly approve. Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you ain't never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress.
Okay, repeat that one, the last one.
Republicans in Congress.
If I am for or against. Or
what number you want to give them? 0 to 100.
What number would I give them?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I won't give them a 0, but I'll give them maybe 25.
25, okay, thank you. What about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
I really don't know much. All I know is that they overcharge for prescription drugs or whatever they approve. So I'd say 50%.
Okay. You said 80%?
50.
50, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry about that. What about Joe Biden?
I'm probably 75.
75, okay. Thank you. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market, 0 to 10.
I'd probably say an 8.
An 8, okay. What about banning different tobacco products for adults? Is that highly important to you, somewhat important, not important?
I'd say 50. I mean, in the middle, 5.
5, okay. What about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
Okay. What about preventing underage tobacco use?
A 10.
Thank you very much. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Well, my inner person says oppose because I do not agree with smoking or being anywhere where there's smoking.
So you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I would support.
Strongly.
I think
or
I
somewhat?
Heard it right. I think I heard it right. Like, I would oppose them selling tobacco products that.
So you support a ban? Okay. That would
yes,
be strongly
yes,
support.
I would support a ban. Strongly, yes.
Strongly, okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I would say it would bring more benefit. They just don't know it.
Okay.
The people that are still smoking.
Okay, you'll say that would be much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Oh, much more benefit if they would stop smoking.
Okay, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and over should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
I think other issues are more important to me right now.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Health reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive? First or second?
Oh my gosh, that's a long one. Oh dear. Hey, I can barely remember what you said at first. My opinion is...
Will you want me to repeat the first one?
Can you ask it in an easier form? Like, I know that tobacco is not good for anybody. I don't care who it is, whether they're doing it or whether I'm breathing it when I'm in an area where they approve of smoke. I would rather not go to a place that allows smoking. I would go to the other place that has no smoking.
Okay.
And, but, you know, people are,
yeah.
They have their own mind whether they know what they're doing or not.
Okay.
When they're over 21, they're considered adults. So, you know, it's going to be up to them. If they get cancer, then you say, oh, you knew better.
So you think the better approach will be harm reduction or prohibition?
Well, hey, prohibition would be great.
Prohibition, okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Now I'd like to read to you some of the things some people say will come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually
mm-hmm.
all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned about them losing their jobs, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, I would definitely be concerned because, you know, whether those people support smoking or not, at least they got a job.
Yeah. What about
so
the
I am,
creation?
I'm somewhat.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned?
No, I would be very concerned.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just so you know, we're almost done. Now I'm going
okay.
to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You may use any number between
okay.
0 and 10. Okay.
Okay.
Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drugs trades are linked to the terrorist organization and makes our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 0 to 10.
As far as how concerned am I?
No, as far as how much do you agree with the statement, 0 to 10?
Well, I agree that if they prohibit it, it will go into the black market or underground, and that's not good.
Okay. So you're
not a good thing.
With that?
If that goes with what I just said, if it does worry me that you cannot ban the whole thing because it will go underground.
Okay.
And then it'll be.
Okay, so what number you want to give that one, since you believe that will only create a black market?
Then that would be a 10. That's my concern.
Okay.
Because it would become a black market.
Okay, thank you. America has a history. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give the authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How much do you agree with this statement, 0 to 10?
I agree. I can see it. I know that they do give stronger sentences or longer sentences to those of the minority.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you'll get that one a 10 too?
That, yes, I believe it's true. And I do believe that they are, yes, 10.
Okay. What about today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions? These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be contributing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with this statement, 0 to 10?
I agree very much, 10.
10, thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Well, okay, if they ban the nicotine, but they want to provide a menthol, does that take the place of a nicotine cigarette? I don't smoke, so I don't, all I know is I don't like it.
No, they want
and I don't like being.
What they're saying is they want to ban all cigarettes, including menthol and flavored cigars. It doesn't matter if you're 21 and over or underage.
Well, I think that would be a mistake.
Okay. So you...
Like we talked before, if they ban them, they will find a way to get it.
Okay, so you say you somewhat oppose or you strongly oppose that ban?
Oppose the ban?
Yeah.
Yeah, I oppose the ban for many reasons, but mostly because they will find a way to get it.
Okay. So you say you somewhat oppose or you strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, if they can prove that there's no nicotine in there, you know, I don't know what other harm the smoke would do.
Yes, there's so much chemicals in it, right?
Very much, yeah, because of the processing of the tobacco.
Okay, so you'll say you strongly support or somewhat support the ban?
I somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Well, if you got a bunch of people that are going crazy because they can't find cigarettes, I would say it would bring harm to my community.
Okay, you'll say that will be much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Okay, thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
Yeah, there's other issues much more important to me than the ban of cigarettes. But, you know, whoever the candidate, it depends on what other issues they are promising to correct.
Okay.
So somewhat, I guess.
Somewhat? Okay. Thank you.
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, e-cigarette or e-vapor products? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Coffee, yes or no?
Yes, coffee.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
Beer, if beer is included, yes.
Oh, no, it's liquor, straight liquor, not beer.
No, straight liquor, no straight liquor.
Okay, heat, not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Okay, cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Wine, yes or no?
No.
Soda pop, yes or no?
Yes, occasionally, and okay. Just, I never finish one, okay?
Okay. What about beer?
Yes, I do drink a beer every once in a while.
Okay, cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
I wish I could say master's, but no. Finished high school and some college. Some college,
okay.
But
thank
associates,
you.
But no bachelor's.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am married to the same man for 59 years.
Okay, good. Good for you. Do you have
good for me, huh?
Yeah. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Do you think of yourself as being wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
We are middle class.
Thank you.
Are by no means wealthy.
Okay. Are you or is anyone of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Not anybody that lives in the house.
Okay. Okay. How would you
describe... Because we're both retired.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, we are both retired.
Okay. So it doesn't apply to anyone in your house, okay?
It doesn't apply to anybody here.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
You know, we're a bit rural. I believe that's the category that we are, but we're 20 minutes from a town, you know, where we can shop.
Okay, so you'll say it's suburban?
Well, yeah, I guess it would be suburban.
Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you so
but
much.
But I'm not against them either. I'm not against it.
Yeah, definitely. I understand. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.